Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Bree with Silver Gaia Radio. In my travels through the last 30 years, I've met amazing people and very special people that became mentors and friends in my heart. And one of those people was Crystal Stone, and she was a guest on my show, and we have her commercials playing. We lost her last week. She transitioned over on Sunday, and today we're doing a very special show in tribute to a goddess, where she walked in the Christ conscious light and the goddess light and had an unconditional love for everyone on this planet. Whether she was having a rough day, she always smiled. She always helped people. There was one time when I came in here and, you know, it was raining outside and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm coming in. And she goes, oh, the energy's just being cleared. So today I have with me the manager of the store, Charlie, and he is such an amazing light and he brings information out that helps people. So I want to welcome on to the show, Charlie. How you doing?
Doing all right.
The special show. Oh, you're welcome. Glad to have you here. So, what would you like to tell us today?
You know, Crystal Stone was one of those special people that, honestly, you only meet once or twice in a lifetime.
I agree.
She was somebody that was willing to help anybody, no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, people would come in the store. I know that we had a lot of homeless people that would come into the store, and she would help them out by giving them little special tokens and mementos that could help them through the day with crystals and stones. Mm-hmm. She would also help people with her healing work. She was very amazing at Reiki and as a medical intuitive. Mm-hmm. And she would charge people appropriately. Even if they could not pay for the services, she was still willing to be of service to them.
And that's what the Goddess Light is about.
Right, absolutely. Above her treatment room, she had a picture of Jesus mm-hmm. in the light, and she would talk about Christ consciousness quite often. Mm-hmm. And she really enjoyed talking to people about many different types of spirituality, recognizing that they are all connected and they are all one.
Mm-hmm. So when she would talk about the Christ consciousness, how was she able to bring that out to other people? Because some people don't want to hear that. And right now, with everything that's going on the planet, you know, and the Christ consciousness is here, how was she able to reach people where, you know, like sometimes you and I couldn't do it?
It was more her actions. Mm-hmm. It was just who she was as a person. She was very genuine. She was willing to be of service at all times to anyone that would come in the store without fear of who they were or what traditions they followed. Mm-hmm. It was just being the source of divine at the time, whenever she needed to be.
And that's part of being of the Christ consciousness and God's light, of being
exactly.
The divine. So I noticed with you, mm-hmm. you basically do the same. You know, I need to
compliment.
Say that to you because I've seen you grow over the last couple of years and how you are with people. And you're running the store as an integrity of what Crystal wanted now. You know, and that's the one thing. I just want to honor and thank you for what you're doing because you're keeping the store alive. And with the family but backing you is really making a difference for a lot of people. So, I want to personally thank you.
Well, thank you.
So if you could give one piece of advice that would come from Crystal, what would you think that you think she'd say?
Be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to yourself. This will blow over. And you can make it through this with the strength of whatever spirituality that you gain strength from.
So like with me, it's the Christ consciousness and God's light. Mm-hmm. And the strength that I gain from that. And whether you put labels on everything, whether it's a higher being that you believe in to help you.
Yep. Throughout the store, we have an incredible amount of angels, figurines, tokens. And she really appreciated that because she felt that by having the angels in the store, that it would help people that were kind of confused about connecting to some of the other aspects that are in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, well, how would you put it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All I know is when I moved here 7 years ago, and this is before I met you, right? That I was able to buy an amount of gorgeous angels.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
And then I met you and you saw how many more I bought and statues and stuff that
right,
helped me
right.
And that I couldn't find in other places.
Right.
You know, I didn't need to always have guides. I needed angels around me. I needed different things. St. Mm-hmm. Francis, you know, whether it be Archangel Michael, Raphael, Sandoval, you know, but sometimes it need to be, you know, patron saint that helped us through everything.
That's right. That's right. And there's imagery from many different traditions
mm-hmm.
here, and
right.
that was due to her
right.
wanting to be able to connect on some level to all the people that came in the store.
Well, and the one thing is you have, as everybody just labels things, you have Wiccan, you have Buddhist, you have Christianity in here. We've got
Hinduism, shamanism,
mm-hmm. and
Sufism.
Right. So everything is here, and along with having things for recovering alcoholics or addicts and stuff,
right,
which
right.
I'm really about, you know, and, you know, it's really important that this lineage keeps continuing. So how can our listeners find Crystal Voyage and continue the great energy that she planted on this planet while she was here?
That's a great question. I mean, ultimately, feel free to come down to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see what her vision was all about
mm-hmm.
as we continue to help that vision flourish, as we nourish it through everything we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And just walk around and allow yourself to be transformed by the energy of the shop. There's so many crystals here, and there's so much diversity in the statuary and in the items that are for purchase and books. It's all about helping people become who they truly are.
You know, as I'm looking at the screen right now, it's saying 111. I'm going to talk about angel number, right? How can we get any more stronger than that?
That's right.
I mean, you know, that just kind of amazes me. But the one thing, so to the listeners, I have my office at Crystal Voyage in Tacoma here. Mm-hmm. And I know that the energy that Crystal planted, she planted many seeds in the store, but she planted seeds in everybody who walked through the store. She never had an unkind word to say to anybody. She was
right.
always there and loving. And no matter what happened in her life, she was always sent love. And the things that she's taught a lot of us is like, be in love, stay in a love space, no matter what. You know, and times are kind of hard for like you right now and mm-hmm. and some of the rest of us, but we're making it through it and we're carrying on the vision. And you and your Deborah's going to be in here, your wife that is the operations manager, and you guys are carrying on this beautiful vision.
Well, I mean, even, you know, she talked about the Christ consciousness. And,
right.
And Christ talked about being a light.
Mm-hmm.
And we really believe that what started here was a very bright light
mm-hmm.
with Crystal Voyage, and we want to continue to have that light become brighter and brighter in her honor.
I'm glad to hear that, because here's the thing, is there are light workers and there's light creators. And a lot of everybody has transitioned over it with the ancient energy becoming that light creator. And you're very much a light creator. And Crystal was a light creator. And, you know, and so the lineage does continue with what you were taught and what you followed in your own path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very thankful that you're here and what you're doing and bringing to the energy of this store. Well, I have a couple more minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
She was just amazing. You know, I have the blessing of calling her one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just want to be of service just like she was in any way that I can to anyone that comes in, to anyone that I meet, to just be that light, to be, you know, we have a living example of what that light, we had a living example of what that light is,
mm-hmm.
and how to do it. And everyone that she met was touched by her.
Correct.
And
correct.
That's amazing. What a gift to the world and our community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in Tacoma, and it's especially important to continue building light
mm-hmm.
in this area.
It is.
And it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening, and we get to be a part of it.
Right.
And she was she was unbelievable. And I'm very grateful for everything that she has done for this community.
Right. Well, I thank you, Charlie, because, you know, here's the thing is I started teaching here, and then I kind of went away for a little bit and came back home. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to do my journey too, right? And now I'm back here, and I've seen the change, and I see the love that's happening in here. And it's like, wow, Crystal planted that seed in me also to come back one day, you know, and it was just like, wow, you know, and it was just a short time. It wasn't that long, but, you know, it was just a couple of months. But it was like, you know, I had to go on with my vision, you know, my journey. But at least when it was time I needed an office, it was here. Look at that.
Exactly.
So she planted that seed. Okay, well, we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Deborah, which is Charlie's wife, the operation manager. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
At a crossroads in your life, in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So I have the honor of sitting here with the operation manager, Deborah.
Hello.
Hey, I'm telling you, we have too much fun together. So today's show is about remembering a goddess and honoring a goddess. And this morning, I took out the flowers that were in the store that we had brought in, right?
Yes.
And I laid them out in front of the big statue out there that she had built that has all the different...
The mural, yes.
The mural, yeah. So, okay. You know, when I'm emotional, you know, I don't say the right word. So they're laying out there, and a woman came by me, and she goes, "Is everything okay in there?" And I said, "The owner of the store transitioned, and she doesn't understand that word, so I had to say, you know, she passed away, right?" And so I was doing a blessing out there, and I came in, and, you know, it's really hard that we've had to, we're talking about this today. How do you feel about it? It's hard, but it's great. We're honoring her.
It's good.
So when did you...
Crystal is very missed. Physically, she's not here, but emotionally and spiritually, I feel her everywhere.
Yes.
And that's really helping in this time.
Right.
Like, really, really helping. I feel her around me all the time.
Mm-hmm. So when did you first start working at Crystal Voyage?
I started working at Crystal Voyage. I was brought in originally to work psychic or our intuitive healing arts fair. So mm-hmm. I would be working for Crystal mm-hmm. once a month mm-hmm. for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in and I fell in love with her and she fell in love with me right away. And she asked if I could work every day. I said, I would love to do that, but I'm a nanny during the week, and I'm only available on the weekends. So mm-hmm. that's where I started out. I started out working just every single weekend
mm-hmm.
while my kids were away.
Mm-hmm.
This was never a job for me. It's a place where I came to play
mm-hmm.
and a place of serenity. And it has helped me so much in my personal life, being in this environment and being around Crystal. The amount of gratitude that I have for Crystal is unmeasurable.
I know that...
And love I have for her.
Right. I know that I've worked with a lot of different people. And I was talking about, you know, through my travels and living in different states and doing my journey. And but when I came back here and I met Crystal, I know that... You know, this is, 7 years ago, and the light that shined from her, you know, and what she gave to people. And she never wanted nothing. It was she wanted people to understand the love that why she was here.
Not only did she never want anything, but she would be very angry with you, with much love, if you refused her help.
Right. Because she had a lot to give.
Yeah.
So I know, here's a story that I'll just say for me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, would you like a Kleenex? You're kind of teary.
No, I'm good.
Okay, we're letting them know this is a real show. This is real emotional for us.
Let the tears
stream. I know. So do you remember when I came in looking for a Crystal?
Back in the older building?
At the old building.
I've been with Crystal for about 5 years.
Right, and so when I came in, she goes, no, that's not what you need right now. And my mother had passed, right?
Right.
And she brings me the 12 Keys of Enoch and the Enoch book.
I remember that.
You know, she didn't remember any of that. She never remembered that she brought me those things and said, you need this instead of a crystal. So when I walked out in the store today, I was looking for the book, right? Which isn't here, right? But I was just kind of, they're on their way, right?
I hope.
Yeah. Anyway, so looking and stuff, and I was looking at other things. I'm going, oh my gosh, there's some of the other ones she picked out for us that I needed to read. And so the one thing is this weekend, we're having a celebration of life, right? So can you explain that to us?
Okay, so we're not doing a memorial. We are doing a celebration of life in honor of Crystal. It is being held this Saturday, May 6th, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's an open house. There's no real structure. So please, if Crystal has touched you in any way,
please be here, because in October, this star would have been here for 30 years. And it's because of Debbie and Charlie and the family, the story is continuing. And the love that she's provided for all of us. And it's, you know, and I call it my special sanctuary to be here. And where I can come in, even before I had my office here, and I was just having a day where I just felt alone. Because sometimes this work is really hard that we do.
Yes.
And I've seen how much you've grown in the 6 years, you know.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I have.
And I remember when you didn't know a stone from a stone, right? And now you're like one of the pros at it, which I'm really proud of you, because you've learned so much to deal with it. But, you know, you set up psychic fairs and all that. But the one thing is every time I would come in, even before my office was here, it would be, hi, Bree. You know almost everybody's name that comes through the doors. And if you don't, you still treat them the same. And if that is not being in memory of Crystal, and if that is not of the goddess light and the Christ consciousness, I'm going to tell you it is. So if people wonder why Debbie's going, hi, how are you today? Can I help you? Or just this loving energy of light as a light creator, Debbie is, and doing the work that is expected of us to continue on. Not changing nothing, just staying the same. And that's the one thing I'm really glad to see, that nothing has been changed.
We will always remain open and loving for anybody. That was the best thing about Crystal, that she accepted everybody, all walks of life, even those that were a little difficult to deal with.
Yeah, like me.
Crystal's an amazing being.
Yes. She's an amazing being, and she's still watching over all of us and helping us through
this.
Thank
goodness.
I'm telling you. And, you know, the thing is as we do this walk, we do it in honor of all the seeds that she planted.
Oh, yeah. She loved gardens, so seeds were planted long ago.
I'm telling you. It was a lot, huh? So is there anything else you'd like to add that you think that you would want to add? She's silently thinking. Well, let me tell you this. I want to talk about the jewelry out front with you. So all that jewelry was handpicked by Crystal. A lot of stuff was handpicked.
Yeah, I mean,
and so that's the one thing.
Everything in the store was handpicked by Crystal.
Right, and so that's the whole thing, is I want people to know that, because jewelry that I bought, or other people that buy and stuff, right, or the stones, they were all handpicked, and so it's like her energy is in the stones, it's in the jewelry, it's in the candles,
her
it's in
everywhere.
All over the store.
Not only did she handpick them, but, I mean, she goes over and she touches things all the time. She would go over and spend like the whole day looking at candles, or looking at all the different crystals, or helping clean jewelry. She loved just being a part of the community. She loved being a beacon, because she's a beacon of light. And along the way, in the years that I've been here, I've met so many amazing people because of Crystal.
Right. You know, and the one thing I know is you're very protective
over
her. No, it's like, you know, and I've seen it. You didn't do it to me, thank goodness, but I've seen it. It's like, nope, leave her alone right now. You know, and now, but now I see you and your husband, Charlie, actually recreating that role and being the way she was. And, you know, and holding that light and that energy and not having judgment against people and letting everybody come in and find what they need. I like the one thing that I've seen in the last few days since this has happened. Sorry, I started choking up a little bit. You and I have worked really closely together to bring things together for people to keep coming and understanding that this is still open. Whether you're doing your stuff up front and I'm putting on Facebook or on the website, whatever, it's still going.
You have been an amazing support.
Oh, well, thank you. You make me cry now. And I got only 2 minutes to break. It's like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to cry for 2 minutes. But excuse me, guys.
Everything that you and your husband, Kelly, have done for Charlie and I and our store. And
Teresa.
And Teresa. Oh, gosh, yes. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
All the love and support from everybody has just been tremendous about how Crystal meant the world to them. And it means the world to them that we're carrying on. And her voyage will never finish that sailing. Her personal voyage has set sail the last time. But this business voyage of hers will continue on.
And I can't say
forever.
That. There's no way to even top what you just said. Chris and I have talked before, and we know that this was her last journey for right now. You never know what happens later. But through lifetimes, as you know, we both come from the Christ consciousness and the God's light. Melded together as one. As you're seeing, if I'm taking my hands like fist to fist, it's one now. And, you know, just hold that light that you've been doing, Debbie, because it's been amazing what I've seen over the last 6 years with you growing at this store. And this was my safe haven for me when times were tough and for other people. And you and Charlie and Diane and Sean, you know, and the other readers and practitioners, you know, that some of us have offices here, and the readers that are here weekly are all holding that light for you and how much love they have for you and the people that come in the store. So remember that, okay?
I will. Thank Crystal for that.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute. And thank you, guys. And thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Bree.
You're welcome. We'll see you in a few minutes more on Silver Guy Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I'm Dr. Bree. I have Sunny sitting next to us on a beautiful sunny day. And with you, I get more lighthearted with the other ones. It was kind of sobby, but you know how we get, right? So Sunny is a reader here at Crystal Voyage, and she has known Crystal for how long?
It's been about 14 months.
14 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you get to know Crystal?
This is all, can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is, it's just been serendipitous, really. I was asked if I could read here at the Crystal Voyage, and she said yes. So I was given off an office and began reading, but every day would talk about mundane things, about spiritual, whatever. And we just grew together. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. I knew, as she did, that we were together many, many lifetimes.
Right.
And had jokes and things about other lifetimes. Anyway, we grew incredibly close.
And I'm glad to hear that. The thing is, as I was talking to Debbie, how she planted seeds for everybody here, all of us here. So 30 years, it will be 30 years in October, and I don't have the exact date, and how things are continuing in the way that Crystal's vision was.
Oh, yes.
And I like that. That's not changing, and nobody's coming in and saying, okay, you're going to do this different or that different.
No.
The energy is staying the same. And actually, it got lighter in here in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting lighter every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, is there something that you could tell us that would really help the listeners and other people that are listening to the show right now that are involved with Crystal Voyage or are not involved with Crystal Voyage? What can help them?
I think the strongest message that Crystal would want everyone to hear and to know is that you are never, ever alone, that you are so protected, mm-hmm. and your angels, your guides, and entities on the other side are always with you. We Earthlings sometimes forget that there is such an incredible, vast awareness on the other side that is working for us and helping us and protecting us, that we so lose sight of how loved we are. And Crystal is so, or was so, so into love is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Love is the supreme essence of everything.
Right. No, that's very true. Mm-hmm. You know, right now we're in the ancient energy. That's mm-hmm. always been here, just people forgot, mm-hmm. right? And she always reminded me of that, of the ancient energy, mm. where I grew up with it, right? Mm-hmm. And she held that love and that energy for people that even if they didn't say a word, I would see her just go and love that person,
mm-hmm.
care
mm-hmm.
about that person.
Absolutely.
You know, no matter what. And this is where I started teaching here even, you know, mm-hmm. and just like, wow, okay, I will send love to that person. No, through higher self to higher self.
Yes.
And if the body accepts it, then great, but we did our mm-hmm. job. You know, she was a planetary worker. She, you know, she did so much for this planet. And the one thing is, it's not just a store.
No.
And I've said it on the last break, that this is like a sanctuary to me.
Exactly.
And even before I started working at the store, and mm-hmm. I just moved here from Washington 7 years ago. I mean, to Washington 7 years ago. And I would come to the store and I'd go around looking for things to buy. And, you know, without telling anybody who why I was here, the whole bit, because I had a personal reason I was here for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think I was going to stay. And when I heard that I needed to stay, of course, I came and talked to Crystal. I heard this. She goes, oh, I already knew. I was like, you what? You already knew? But it's not about us. I mean, you know, there's things in there. But, you know, she brought in Max and Einstein, the crystal skulls, and now Shauna Ross, you know, she had that set up, which is going to continue. Mm-hmm. So to have these crystal skulls that she was able to bring in and, you know, and the future one to come in, and it's like have the sessions with them. The amazement of her energy, picking out all the stones. And I remember seeing her outside here with a vendor and picking stone by stone by stone, going through like, nope, nope, oh, that one, yes, nope, nope, this one, yes, you know, and teaching Charlie, oh, you know, yes. and how she was passing on her legacy to somebody and teaching a young man that has such compassion for people.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see Charlie, they see a beard, right, and flip-flops or whatever. But, you know, it's like, look past that because he's such a divine being. Him and Deborah are such divine beings. I mean, everybody's a divine being. But for what the challenges that they've taken on to continue this legacy of hers.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing more I can say about that because it's like, wow, what really can be said?
Exactly. The thing that I just was always amazed at is she had a sixth, seventh, or eighth sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but she had such an uncanny ability to see people, see through them to their souls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she treated people as though she was talking and working with their souls, rather than this superficial facade we have.
Right.
It's that she is actually looking into your soul, and that's what she communicates to.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's really true, because there's been times I was just talking about an experience that I was coming to look for a stone, and she didn't remember, you know, as you know, that bring me the books of Enoch, right, in which I needed at that time. It wasn't a crystal. I needed the books. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, thank you. And then, you know, it's like, wow, you know, she just knew, you know, and she wasn't reading people out of integrity. That's the one thing is, it wasn't like, I'm reading your energy, this is what you need. Mm-hmm. You know, she was guided. This is a very special woman we're talking about. Some of us get, you know, I'm a channeler, and it's like, you know, as a medium, you know, it's like open. I can have your guys will be talking to me, telling me what you need right. or whatever, right? But with Crystal, she wasn't that way. She just knew from her soul what you needed.
Exactly.
And, you know, I wish I had paid more attention sometimes, but I was so busy. Mm-hmm. Like, you mm-hmm. know, our daily jobs we do, and mm-hmm. as readers and healers, and what we're doing as a conduit for spirit and the Mother Goddess, right?
Right.
And I was like, wow. But she would find things that people needed more than what, you know, yeah, she could have sold them a $500 stone, but bring them a 25-cent stone. Mm-hmm. You know, this is more what you need right now. It's all the same. You know, she didn't look at the value of money as other people really would. You know, she looked at it, this is what I need to do to keep this store open. You know, and she did it. Now, and when Debbie came in and you've come in and all the other practitioners that are supporting and helping through this ascension of what we're going through right now, because as we honor her, we have this ascension that's happening at the same time on the planet. You know, it's like, wow, can you believe it?
Right.
You know, and you've add all that together from the starseed system to the down to, you know, Gaia. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all ascending. And I did a channeling the other day, and I was just like totally amazed on what I read. And then all it did was made me think of how much Crystal gave love. And that's what the Mother Goddess does. And so she's kind of remind me of like the Mother Goddess of Crystal Voyage. Mm-hmm. And she will always be remembered as that. Yes.
The thing that I certainly could tell when I would come into the store is walking through the door, I could immediately feel the love energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, and I've had other people say that to me, mm-hmm. is that you can so feel this incredible energy of love when you come into our store. It's just incredible.
So how many practitioners do we have here now in the store?
Ooh,
we got, let's see, there's you. There's five of us total, and then we have readers, too.
Readers.
And so we have everything here for that she's planted.
Exactly. And then we have our psychic fair, the first full weekend of the month.
Right.
Except we're going to have...
You know what's really funny? So we only have a minute left, but I want to talk about when we come back on how she wasn't going to do the psychic fairs because she didn't feel comfortable with them. But then she changed her mind because somebody had a talk with her. And it was one of her guides. And it was like, wow, okay. So we'll be back more with Sunny and myself and Silver Guy Radio.
Is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're celebrating the goddess that walked this earth, has left. And there's one story I want to tell. Many years ago, she had told me this not too long ago, right? This is like probably 2 years ago she told me. She wasn't going to get involved in the psychic fair. She kind of knew how I felt about it. I was kind of a little uncomfortable with them, right? And she goes, I understand where you're coming from. You know, she wasn't going to do it. But she said she knew that she had to do it to reach other people. Isn't that kind of neat?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. She did things maybe against her confidence at
right.
all.
Right.
It challenged her confidence. But she still went on and did things that mm-hmm. She pushed herself.
Right. Yeah. And I know, like, we all have to,
yeah.
right? We do. You know, I want to talk a little bit about her and what the visions and everything that I saw with her. And how I saw her carry on. So, as a goddess, and that's what the Christ consciousness and the goddess light from other gods, right, all together melded into one, right? And that's where she walked, and that's where you walk and I walk, right? And it's just not one way or another. It's, you know, all together as one.
Right.
As above, so below, all
exactly.
within and all around. And that's what she walked every day, no matter, sometimes I just look at her, and I would see her take a step, and then another step, and it would be like how graceful she was. She walked with grace and ease through this lifetime, where a lot of people are like going, oh, I've got to hurry, hurry, hurry. She didn't hurry.
Mm-mm.
She just walked with grace and ease, you know, and I haven't known her that long. My mother knew her years ago. While I was gone for 30 years. And, you know, when they would just have the small meditation places and stuff mm-hmm. before she opened up a Freight House Square, right? And it was like, wow, you know, and it was like, okay. But, you know, this has nothing to do with my mother or anything. That's, I'm just saying, you know, I left and I didn't
right.
get a chance to get to meet Crystal. I would hear about her,
mm-hmm.
but that was it. But anyway, so here's the thing. Is she walked as an angel on this planet.
Absolutely, she did. Absolutely.
And she didn't divert anybody's beliefs or feelings. You know, she would embrace them and let everybody know that they were loved
yes.
and understood. And she may not have understood everything, but the one thing I know, she would take it into a meditation type thing in her office. And then she'd come back out and help the person. She was so soul guided.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't so much, like Deborah and I were talking, it wasn't reading anybody's energy. She was soul guided through her soul and her heart center.
Exactly.
You know, and where not breaching boundaries, doing what is expected of us.
Completely. She was guided by love
mm-hmm.
In everything she did.
Right. And so people right now are going like, Mercury's in retrograde and they're all having a fit, right? And I'm sure she's laughing at most of the people that are saying that right now, going, just feel that love. Get heart-centered and feel that love.
Absolutely.
So one thing I can say about her is the love that she carries. I mean, you know, people are going to say, you've said that enough today.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not enough to say love.
That's she was the essence of love.
Right.
I mean, she just truly, she was. She was the greatest example of what love is
mm-hmm.
Of anybody I've ever met.
I know.
Just, I feel so fortunate that as such a short time that I knew her, the tremendous love that she exuded, but and how she, every person she met, she was that way with. Anyway, she was truly an angel on this earth.
You know, my business partner and friend, and Teresa, the backbone of this of Silver Gaia, right? She sent this to me. She goes, for today's show, honor that is number one. The path of the goddess teaches us we are each responsible for our own spiritual development. You decide what divine is to you, and you create the relationship with the presence. Kind of neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then number two is, all things are a spark if the divine and all sacred. Three, nothing of spirit is ever lost. Matter converts into energy and back again. We are eternal souls.
Yes.
And I want people to know that, because, you know, they think, you know, she's gone, and she's not. I can't explain everything that I did or you did, right, that we've done. But, you know, her energy is here.
Oh, absolutely.
And
you can feel it.
I'm telling you. And the energy that we all walk in the store every day to.
That's right. That's exactly.
You know, what's really fun is I've watched all over her cat. And if you really sit there and watch him and you have the time, sometimes he'll just be sitting there looking at the air, and his little tail will be wagging, right? Like he's a puppy, right? And he's not. He thinks he is. But he'll run back to a different area and sit for a while. And I have animals, and they're very intuitive, right? And animal is like, why are you guys all crying? Why are you guys upset? Because mama's still here.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys getting it? Mm-hmm. You know, so for the first couple of days, Oliver was upset.
Yes.
And he was running through everything because he was going through his own transition. But once he started noticing things, like the sign moving above her healing room one day, it was like he sat and he looked and it was moving. And I was like, okay, we got the point, Crystal. You never left. You came back. You healed real fast and came back.
Yeah.
But she knows that she's needed right now, and she's working from the other side to help everybody here.
Definitely.
And that's including Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so the one thing that I would say right now, for everyone to come down to Crystal Voyage on Saturday, is an open invitation to celebrate Crystal's life and what she has brought to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And that she's able to, through her children will be here. And I kind of lost my train of thought there. It's a little emotional. You know, we're both on an emotional thing right
now.
Exactly. But her children will be here embracing everyone and showing the same grace and love that Crystal carried, and her children carried it in her also. So, you know, I'm wondering, what else do you think we should leave the listeners with? What would be something that Crystal would say?
Believe in yourself. Know that you are so loved. And don't give up. And love everybody.
Mm-hmm. So today was a show on remembering a goddess. And I want to thank you for being here, Sunny. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is a show that we just wanted to honor her.
Yes.
And, you know, we could only bring so many people into my office. And so it's kind of like, okay, we're doing this. But if anybody has any questions, you know, they can come down to Crystal Voyage in Tacoma, Washington, or even call. Go to my website. There's a link for Crystal Voyage. You can see what's happening here. And we only have a couple minutes left. And so what I want to say is thank you, Crystal, for everything that you've done for us. Because I know you can hear us. And people that know me on the radio and other places know that it's from my heart. I know now why I had to stay. And this was a few years ago. But she made it easier for me to stay here.
Yes. And she has opened up my life. She has given me opportunities that I don't really think I ever would have had it not been for Crystal and her belief in me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so indebted to her for opening the doors that she did.
So I want to say something with the indebted, when you just said indebted, because we got to stop. Just keep doing that vision and keep doing your dream. And that pays her back for what you feel you need to pay her back for.
Yes.
We'll see you all again next week on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.